The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, everybody, and happy Sunday. Today is Sunday, November 20th, and the Philadelphia Eagles are now 9-1 after rallying from behind to beat the Indianapolis Colts 17-16 on the road. Following the ugly win, Jalen Hurts spoke with the Philly media and is at the podium with a presser that's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I am your host, Rachel Prevett, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Jalen Hurts was asked what exactly clicked down the stretch. He expressed just how happy he was that they were able to get a win for Nick Sirianni at his homecoming. Jalen Hurts touched on not having Dallas Goedert out there, but never having any doubt. And he stressed eliminating self-inflicted wounds so that the Eagles can play their best football. Take a listen.
It means a lot, you know, to represent so many communities in the Black community, Black quarterback, everything. You know, I know this platform comes with a lot, and I try and represent every supporter, everyone that has been a supporter throughout the years, any Eagles fan, everybody in the Philadelphia community, in the Texas community, to try and represent them in the right way.
When you guys were down 10, Nick was going to each of you guys. What was he telling you guys when
you guys were behind? He was just telling me to be who I am. I said, I got you. Really simple.
You had a sense of calmness, even joking around. Did you kind of get a sense, your demeanor to the guys, that you guys were going to be in a position to come back and win this thing?
I feel like there's never a doubt. I feel like there was never a doubt. You know, even when you lose, there's never a doubt. You know, and I feel like there are a lot of things that we can learn from. As always, a ton of things that we can learn from. And, you know, I think it's a special feeling because, you know, I look back at, you know, after every game, and I assess it honestly about what could we have done better to put ourselves in a better position. Not to win, of course to win, but to play to the standard that we strive to. We put a lot of work in every day. We put so much work in every day to try and play this game a certain type of way. And perfection is something that will never be caught. But why not chase it? Why not chase the standard? Why not chase that golden standard of doing stuff the right way, executing with the right details, having the right fundamentals? That's something that we chase every day. So, you know, we never wavered, I think, throughout the game. Again, there were things that did not go our way in terms of our execution, and we put ourselves in a bad position. But, you know, we were never out of the fight, and we never there was never any doubt because of the belief we have in one another. The way we work, you know, we were able to put it together at the end. The defense, they played a hell of a game all game. You know, they responded to a really good first drive by them. And after that, you know, it wasn't much, you know, and that's great team defense. It's great team defense.
On the final drive, what clicked?
The execution. I think that's what clicked. We had positive plays. There weren't any turnovers. I think that's the formula for us as an offense, as we've shown throughout this point of the season. You know, it's something that we hadn't really showed on film, so it's a good time to pull it out.
I feel like you kind of had to take over a little bit more with your legs, especially in the fourth quarter.
No, I didn't. I was just playing the game. You know, I don't really get into how I'm gonna have to win it or whatever. I just try and go out there and read and react, really try and make it as simple as I possibly can. And, you know, offensive line, they did a great job giving us time. Receivers made plays when we needed them, you know, and we were able to find a way to win in the end of the game. And that's no one individual doing that, you know, however it may look. That's all of us doing it together. That's the belief we have in one another, the trust we have in one another, you know, because it's no man is an island. You got to draw your strength from others, you know, and everybody is dependent on the next man.
On the touchdown pass to Quez, he said that he was kind of lobbying on the sideline, saying that he was open on that route. I guess, what did you see? And did he, I guess? You
know, that's the thing of communication. It's the thing of communication. I encourage. And it's one thing that I work on actively. But just the communication in anything, that is what makes something go efficiently. And we were communicating, receivers to quarterback, coach to quarterback. All of us were trying to get on the same page. And I encouraged them even last night, like, hey, y'all let me know what y'all see. I'll let the coaches know. Let's talk about it. Let's get on the same page so we can go out there and execute. And we did that. You know, we did that. Was it the level that where the precedent has been set for us? No. Was it our standard throughout the game? No. But it was enough, you know, and it was enough.
What made you give Nick the game ball?
It's special for him. Special for him being a coach here. He spent a lot of time here in Indianapolis. He has a lot of memories here. A great homecoming for him, and I'm glad that we were able to get the win for him. I know as he walked off the field, I hear he got a little bit emotional, and I guess I didn't help when I tossed him the ball. But, you know, Coach doesn't get enough credit for what he does and what he's been for us. He does a great job. I'm happy he got to get this win. And, you know, we're always in each other's ear in terms of the mentality that we want this team to have and the approach we want to have. So, you know, he'll enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it. And we're going to move on and get ready for, you know, Sunday night.
Can you walk us through the play down the field to Miles that was off schedule? You were in the pocket for a long time, and then the play he made to come back to the ball.
Yeah, I think that is fundamental. That is a fundamental kind of one-on-one thing. You know, you had a ball in the air. You have to make a play on the ball or try to make a play on the ball. And, you know, that guy ended up kind of, you know, panicking and knocking Miles down because he was so wide open. So, yeah.
And on the final touchdown, Jason Kelce mentioned you guys ran that a couple times. But that particular one, it seemed to open up really nicely for you. Was there something about that particular draw play that was executed a little bit better?
What do you mean?
Well, Jason said he ran it to some success. But from us in the press box, it really looked like the Red Sea parting. So I was just curious how it looked to you, the execution.
Yeah, that was one that was in the bag. And then we pulled it out. And I think we put it out at the right time, at the right game, you know. We worked really hard to try and get on the same page, go out there and execute. One, knowing what we're going to execute, knowing how we're going to execute it, and knowing why we want to execute the play. And, you know, a hell of a call by coach, hell of an execution by the old lineman. And we found a way, you know, found a way.
I've heard you speak often about learning from your situation. You guys really haven't been in that situation too often. I've got to have a drive. What did you learn about the team in the fourth quarter?
Well, we were in that situation last week, and if we execute to our standard, if we execute and have positive plays and don't turn the ball over, you know, good things happen. And I know there was an example last week a couple of times where, you know, good things didn't happen because we didn't control the things that we could control. And that's on all of the turnovers we've had. And, you know, so this week, you know, we kind of try and get a good thing going and just execute, control what we can, stay diligent in our plays and kind of, you know, just trust it and play together. And I think that's what we did today. When it mattered most, protected the ball. When it mattered most on that last drive, and we won the game.
Six or more.
Without Dallas Goedert, a lot of people had to contribute. How that's a very important player for this offense.
Yeah, it's crazy. I wonder how Dallas is thinking right now. You know, I know he didn't travel with us, but he's probably screaming at the TV, going crazy. Yeah, you know, I think we have a lot of trust in everybody on the team. And, you know, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the situation, whoever's on the field, there's never a doubt. There's never a doubt. That's because we work so hard. We put a lot of work in. you know, and I'm thankful that today we were able to kind of get paid for the work we put in this past week. And, you know, in a crucial moment in the game, you had guys stepping up and making plays offensively, defensively. That's how you win big time games. You know, it doesn't really matter how you start, but it's about how you finish.
The first half is probably the longest stretch that you guys have had struggles offensively. Why do you think that was? Was it more what they were doing to you guys, or was it more that you guys self-inflicted?
Yeah, I think it's very consistent in the self-inflicted wounds. You know, I think again when we go out there and control the things we can control, we stay ahead of the sticks. We're efficient in what we're doing. We know what we're doing. It's pretty hard to defend, and we know that. You know, and we just want to have some consistency in that. You know I have to watch the film to kind of break some things down, but I know. You know, you get a first down and everything, you know, kind of is flowing well or whatever. Once you get that first down, and you know, you had all those penalties. We had all those penalties on one of those drives, and we still almost got the first down. You know, I mean, that is crazy thinking about that. You know, so what I take away from that is eliminate the self-inflicted wounds, and let's see if we can play our best football. I don't think we've scratched the surface of that. I don't think we've been able to do that, and I think that's something that we're working towards, you know, and you know, we're trying to make this thing go, trying to be efficient, and that's an ongoing process.